My name is Tina.
Hi everyone, my name is Lily.
今天我们要谈论的主题是跟 Saving Our Planet 有关。看到呢，世界各地呢有很多的工厂排放出很多的废气，造成了我们的 Ozone Layer 呢慢慢的来破坏。所以到底有怎么样子的方式可以帮助我们保护这个地球呢？于是各国就制定了一个京都协议书。也许我们可以让 Lily 老师来帮我们解释一下，什么叫做京都协议书呢？
Well, that's called the Kyoto Protocol, and it's basically an agreement between many countries of the world. Basically, these countries agree to decrease the amount of pollution. Of course, pollution is such a big problem nowadays. We have all kinds of pollution. We have air pollution, we have water pollution, everything is getting dirty. And so it's very important that countries get together and they agree that they should save the environment.
没错，就是世界各国呢体验到拯救地球的重要性，所以大家就制定了这个 The Kyoto Protocol。 那今天的主题呢就是在这里啦，它是以一种刻漏字的方式来呈现，所以请同学要注意咯，在我们填刻漏字的时候要注意到文法，还有要承接上下文的文意，才能够把正确的答案给它选择出来。我们就先请 Lily 老师帮我们把今天的文章念过一次。
Global warming is having a grave impact on the health of our planet. Increased heat-trapping greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, are blamed for the melting of polar ice caps, which, blank one, has caused the sea level to rise. Cities like New York and Los Angeles are starting to notice their coastlines, blank two. This is the, blank three, of the greenhouse effect.Something that advocates of the Kyoto Protocol hope to combat. The Kyoto Protocol, negotiated in Kyoto, Japan in 1997, calls for all participating countries to blank four their emissions of greenhouse gases by 5.2%. The target is based on 1990 emission levels, and the countries must achieve the goal by 2012.This international accord is seen as an important step in stopping the rise in the Earth's temperature. The world's biggest polluter, the U.S., has signed the treaty. Blank 5, the U.S. government declines to adopt the treaty formally, fearing that it would be harmful to its economy. This reluctance stems from the fact that developing economies are not, blank 6, the rules of the protocol.The clock is ticking, however. Owing to abnormal climate change, severe storms across the globe are shaking homes, blank seven, their foundations. In addition, droughts are stealing food from the mouths of the world's hungry. The Kyoto Protocol seems to be our only hope. If we are committed enough, we can make progress in undoing some of the damage we have done.
其实在近几年呢，我们有看到许多的天灾，像是文章里面所提到的 severe storms， 还有这些旱灾叫做 drought。其实这些之所以会发生，可能都跟我们破坏环境有关系。所以 to save our planet， 我们当然要做一些事情。像今天所谈论的主题就是所谓的 the Kyoto Protocol， 京都协议书。如果大家呢都能够呢尽责的来维持这份协议书，相信我们的地球就会变得更完美。那我们不要忘记了，我们还是要逐句的来看一下今天的文章，顺便探讨一下正确的答案在哪。
Let's start with paragraph one. It begins with, global warming is having a grave impact on the health of our planet. Now, global warming, that's basically as the Earth's temperature begins to rise every year. So basically, the overall temperatures around the world increase year by year. And actually, I think it might be happening right now. For example, this past year, the winter has not been as cold as the past couple of years. And some people believe that's due to global warming. And so global warming is having a grave impact on the health of our planet, meaning it's actually damaging our planet in some ways. It's having a really grave impact, meaning it can influence our planet in very serious ways.
没错，这里讲到的呢就是 global warming， 相信大家对这个词相当的熟悉，也就是全球暖化的现象。 is having a grave impact on， 对什么有重大的影响跟冲击，我们都可以讲 have an impact on。不过我们用的形容词 grave， 原来 grave 当作名词解释成为坟墓，不过在这里呢，它当作是形容词解释成为严重的、令人担忧的。所以当你讲的东西是非常令人担忧的，我们就可以加强语气，就用这个 grave 来形容后面的 impact。不要忘记哦，后面的介系词放的是 on。
Increased heat-trapping greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, are blamed for the melting of polar ice caps, which, blank one, has caused the sea level to rise. Okay, so here we have a really long sentence, and we have our first blank. So let's take a look at the first half of the sentence. Increased heat-trapping greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, are blamed for the melting of polar ice caps.So, basically, what's happening is that there are all of these gases being released into the air. Now, these gases are called greenhouse gases. Now, the greenhouse, you've probably heard this word in terms of the greenhouse effect, which is global warming. And so, as more and more people release these gases, well, they trap heat, and that's why the overall temperatures around the world are beginning to rise. Now, an example of a greenhouse gas is carbon dioxide.And these gases are blamed for the melting of polar ice caps. So because we have the greenhouse effect and we have global warming, well, these are the reasons why the polar ice caps are melting. And the ice caps are basically the North and South Pole, and it's all ice. But as the Earth gets warmer, the ice begins to melt. And then what happens? Well, we read in the second half of the sentence, the sea level begins to rise.
对了，所以我们这里来看到，首先为什么会造成这种现象呢？就是有这些 increased heat trapping greenhouse gases。先来看一下这个形容词 heat trapping greenhouse gases， 其实啊指的就是 greenhouse gases which trap the heat。这些排放出来的废气呢，会把这些热度呢限制在我们的地球上面，没有办法排放出去，所以就造成了所谓的 global warming。或者我们常讲的温室效应叫做 greenhouse effect。 那这些气体有哪些呢？后面就举例啦， such as carbon dioxide， 就是常见的二氧化碳。真正的动词在这里出现咯， are blamed for。 be blamed for 就是解释成为因为什么东西而受到责难，或者另外一个方式我们可以说 get the blame for。 因为呢 the melting of polar ice caps， ice caps 指的就是那些冰帽，在南极或者是北极两端冰帽的融化呢，那么都是因为这些呢 greenhouse gases 所造成的。接下来就是看到第一个空格咯， which 怎么样 has caused the sea level to rise， 也就造成了这个海平面的上升。我们来看看这里的空格哦，第一个空格 out of turn 在这里解释成为不依序地，第二个 by terms 叫做轮流地、交替地。See in turn 原来的意思解释成为依次的，不过呢当你讲到前面发生什么事情依次的造成了怎么样的结果，我们就可以用 in turn。 最后一个选项 take turns 当然不对咯，因为这里已经有动词了，所以呢我们这里就不需要再一个动词 take， 所以第一题答案我们选 C in turn。
That's rightCities like New York and Los Angeles are starting to notice their coastlines, blank two. So because of the greenhouse effect, we have the sea level beginning to rise all over the world. And so we have cities like New York and Los Angeles. And remember, these two cities, even though New York is on the east coast of America and Los Angeles is on the west coast, well, they are on the coast, meaning you can actually see the ocean when you're in the city. Now, these cities, they are starting to notice their coastlines blank too. So if the sea level is starting to rise, what is happening to their coastline?
对了，当海平面上升的时候，那海岸线会怎么样呢？当然也就是减少咯。所以第二题我们考的呢就是 diminish 这个字，不过四个选项都是 diminish 不同的变化。 diminish 解释成为缩小、减少，我们用的是主动的形态。到底该用什么呢？我们来看一下前面的关键字，就是这个 notice。 notice 是一个感官动词，后面加上一个受词，后面啊当然可以用 ving 或者是 vpp。 ing 就代表主动， 动 PP 代表被动。我们刚刚有讲到啦，这里的这个 diminish 缩小减少，也就是讲海岸线的缩小，当然要用主动的，而且是持续的在进行当中。所以第二题我们就选择适当的答案 A diminishing。
This is the blank three of the greenhouse effect, something that advocates of the Kyoto Protocol hope to combat. So here we find out that this is something of the greenhouse effect. So we have the greenhouse effect, global warming, sea levels beginning to rise, coastlines diminishing. And so we have advocates of the Kyoto Protocol, they hope to combat these things happening. Now, if you're an advocate of something, it means you support it. You actually try to promote it because you believe in it. So here we learn that there are people who really believe in the Kyoto Protocol. They try to promote it and make sure that other people will support it as well. And these advocates of the Kyoto Protocol, they hope to combat all of these bad things. Now, combat, this is an interesting word. If you use it as a noun, well, it basically means to fight, like you're in a fight, a physical fight with someone. And well, here, these advocates, they're not going to physically fight all of these bad things from happening on the earth. I mean, they will, but it's not like they will punch it or kick it. But instead, they are trying to fight against it by doing things. And one of the things that they want to do is hope that everyone will support the Kyoto Protocol.
这里看到第三题 This is the...什么 of the greenhouse effect， 然后后面呢加上了一个逗号，逗号讲的 something 再加一个名词的子句，就是用来说明前面的 the greenhouse effect。 那 greenhouse effect 就是一个什么样的东西呢？就是这些 advocates of the Kyoto Protocol hope to combat， 也就是这些呢倡导这个京都协议书的人，他希望能够来 combatGreenhouse effect, combat 解释成为打斗、战斗的意思，要来打败呢这个温室效应。好，回到我们第三个的主题，我们来看一看这四个选项。第一个选项叫做 realty， 考你生字的意思咯。realty 指的就是不动产。第二个选项 reality 指的就是现实事实。 C 的选项 realization 指的是实现，譬如说我们讲呢要实现一个梦想，我们可以讲 realize a dream， 所以这里是它的名词 realization。 第四个选项 realm 指的是一个领域范围，所以按照句意来看呢、这应该是一个温室效应的一个现实所产生出来的实际的情形跟状况，所以第三个我们答案就选 B reality。
Okay, and now let's take a look at the second paragraph. It begins withThe Kyoto Protocol, negotiated in Kyoto, Japan in 1997, calls for all participating countries to blank four their emissions of greenhouse gases by 5.2%. So here we learn exactly what the Kyoto Protocol is. Now, it was negotiated in Kyoto, Japan in 1997, so it hasn't been around for too long of a time, but still quite a few years. Now, it was negotiated in the city of Japan, in Kyoto. Now, if you negotiate something, it basically means that you discuss with other people. Maybe you want to agree on something, but you have different ideas. So you have to discuss your different ideas first and find out if you are willing to come up with one uniform idea that you can all agree on. Now, this protocol calls for all participating countries to blank for their emissions of greenhouse gases by 5.2%. So basically, this agreement, the Kyoto Protocol, what does it do? Well, it basically wants all of the countries that sign this agreement to do something with their emissions of greenhouse gases by 5.2%. Now, remember, these greenhouse gases, for example, like carbon dioxide, they are responsible for global warming. And of course, so our sea levels are starting to rise. Now, if you emit something, here we're talking about the emissions of these greenhouse gases, we're basically saying that countries, they all produce these kinds of gases, and they actually let these gases out into the air. And so the problem with this is if you emit all of these gases into the air, then of course global warming is going to occur. Now, all of these countries that are signing the Kyoto Protocol, well, they're basically agreeing to do something to their emissions of greenhouse gases by 5.2%. And I have a feeling it means that they want to make it less.
没错，所以我们先来看看这里所谓的 The Kyoto Protocol， 当然是跟 Kyoto 这个地名有关系咯。原来啊，它就是 negotiated in Kyoto， 在京都这个地方所讨论、所商讨的 calls for， 呼吁要求所有参加的国家 to do something。对了 ，to make it less 就是要减少咯。所以第四题我们答案选的就是 D， reduce。为什么要减少呢？减少什么东西呢？也就是 reduce their emissions of greenhouse gases。刚刚讲到了，像是排放出来的二氧化碳，这些废气我们都可以称为 emission。它的动词 emit， E-M-I-T， 这些废气当然要减少咯。所以第四题我们答案就选四。先到这里，我们休息一下，等一下再回来继续看一下下面的文章。Welcome back to English Digest. 今天我们要探讨的呢，就是所谓的 The Kyoto Protocol. 不过不是那种浪漫的京都的樱花绽开的季节，而是讨论一个比较严肃的话题，就是怎么样可以来 save our planet， 也就是所谓的透过京都协议书来保护我们的地球，让臭氧层能够慢慢的补起来，也让我们这个地球更美好，更适合我们来居住。刚刚呢，我们看到了第一段以及第二段的第一句，接下来我们就从第二段的第二句开始。
So let's see, all of these countries that have agreed to cut their emissions of greenhouse gases by 5.2%. Well, how did we come up with that number? The target is based on 1990 emission levels, and the countries must achieve the goal by 2012. So they have this target, cutting greenhouse gases emissions by 5.2%. Now, where did they get this number from? Well, it's basically based on 1990 emission levels, meaning they looked at all of the gases that were being emitted into the air in 1990. And then they also state in the protocol that the countries that signed this agreement, they have to achieve this goal of cutting their gases by 5.2% by the year 2012. Oh, that's not too much time left.
所以这里讲到的 the target 这个目标呢，也就是每一年呢，到了2012年要减少到 5.2%， 这怎么来的呢？也就是根据我们用的片语是 be based on， 这个大家相当的熟悉了。这个标准呢是根据在1990年的 emission levels， and the countries must achieve the goal by 2012， 也就是到了2012年就必须要完成 achieve the goal， 也就是要达到这样子的目标。
This international accord is seen as an important step in stopping the rise in the Earth's temperature. Now, the Kyoto Protocol is called an international accord. International, of course, because many different countries have signed it. An accord is basically an agreement between countries. So they're trying to do something, and here they're trying to save the planet. Now, the Kyoto Protocol is seen as an important step in stopping the rise in the Earth's temperature, meaning a lot of different countries, they're trying to do different things to help save the environment, but many people believe that the Kyoto Protocol is one of the most important things that they can do to stop global warming.
对了，所以这里所签订的协议书，另外一个字我们可以用 accord 这个字，比较正式的用法，指的就是正式的协议。另外呢，它也可以解释成为相符合或一致。所以如果我们看到 be in accord with，也就是与什么一致咯，所以这样子国际之间的协议呢 is seen as 被视为是一个 an important step， 在哪个方面呢？ stopping the rise， 在这里的 rise 用来当作是名词，解释成为上升，也就是来阻止地球的气温继续的往上升。
The world's biggest polluter, the US, has signed the treaty.So here we learn that the United States is the world's biggest polluter. And so, the United States, even though they produce more pollution compared to any other country in the world, well, they have signed this treaty. Now, before we use the word accord to talk about the Kyoto Protocol, well, you can also use treaty to describe an international agreement between countries. Usually, you hear this word after a war, two countries will sign agreement together to say, we are not going to fight anymore, and that's called a treaty.
对了，所以这里讲到签订条约，我们用的动词片语就可以讲 sign the treaty。因为了解了这一句，我们才有办法做下面的第五格，因为跟上面第五格有相关类似的承接的语气。
Blank five, the U.S. government declines to adopt the treaty formally, fearing that it would be harmful to its economy.So here in the first sentence of this paragraph, we learn that the U.S. did sign the treaty. Here we have blank five, and we learn that the U.S. government, even though they signed the treaty, they have declined to adopt the treaty formally, meaning they have refused to do something. If you decline, it means you don't want to do it or you refuse to do something. Basically, even though the U.S. signed the treaty, they actually won't go through with exactly what their treaty requires them to do. And why? Well, the U.S.fears that if they try to cut all of their greenhouse gas emissions by 5.2%, well, then their economy will suffer.
对了，前面讲到美国已经 signed the treaty, 后面又讲到了 the U.S. government declines to adopt the treaty formally, 讲到它拒绝呢来采纳这个呢正式来采纳条约里面所要做的一些事情。所以这里就是语气的一个转折。第五题我们就选 unfortunately, 很不幸的美国却拒绝采纳条约里面的要实行的内容。因为他担心 fearing 后面呢就说明啦为什么他会拒绝，就是因为他会害怕 it would be harmful to its economy, 对他的经济造成了损害。
This reluctance stems from the fact that developing economies are not, blank six, the rules of the protocol. So here we learn why the U.S. doesn't actually want to adopt the treaty formally. They are reluctant, meaning they really don't want to do something, they're trying to wait, and they don't want to go through with it right away. And where does this come from? Well, this reluctance stems from, it basically comes from the fact that developing countries are not...blank six, the rules of the protocol. So here we learn that the reason why the U.S. won't actually go forward with the Kyoto Protocol has to do with developing economies.
对了，为什么美国会拒绝呢？会不情愿呢？我们用的名词 reluctance stems from 是来自于怎么样的事实呢？因为这些啊 developing economies are not subject to the rules of the protocol. 我们来看一下第六题。我们刚刚呢，先不要看答案的话，我们来看一下其他的选项好了。A 的选项 subject to 在这里比较特别的是 subject 用来当作是形容词，解释成。为受什么的限制，这是一个常用的片语 be subject to。 那第二个选项 good at 就是擅长于， C 的选项 engaged in 就是参与的意思或忙于什么事情，第四个选项 be accused of 也就是被控怎么样子。所以根据机遇来说的话呢，应该是说啊，美国之所以会不情愿，是因为呢这个正在发展当中的经济呢are not subject to, 指是这些发展中国家并不受限于京都协议书里面的规则。
The clock is ticking, however. Owing to abnormal climate change, severe storms across the globe are shaking homes, blank seven, their foundations. So here we start the last paragraph with the clock is ticking, however, meaning time is passing by. We can't stop time from passing. Now, owing to abnormal climate change, here we're saying that something is happening because of abnormal climate change. So owing to something just means that this is the reason why this is happening. Now, we have abnormal climate change now, meaning weather patterns are starting to be very strange around the world. We're seeing weather patterns that we've never seen before. And because of this, severe storms across the globe are shaking homes, blank seven, their foundations. So we've had many big storms. For example, late last year we had Hurricane Katrina, and that caused a lot of damage in the United States.
对了，这里讲到时间来不及，我们就可以讲 the clock is ticking。这里讲到因为这些 abnormal climate change, 不寻常的气候的变化，就有很多的暴风雨产生。暴风雨产生当然就使着我们的住家跟我们的基地呢也就脱离分离。所以第七格我们要用的比较适当的一个副词呢就应该用 off, shaking homes off, 脱离 their foundations。
In addition, droughts are stealing food from the mouths of the world's hungry. So a lot of damage is happening around the world because of these severe storms. But also, in addition to this, droughts are occurring. And a drought is when there's not enough rain in a country. And of course, if there's not enough rain, there's not enough water. And this is really bad in poor countries where a lot of people have to grow their own food. So because it's too dry, it's basically like the weather is stealing food from the mouths of the world's hungry. Because we have a lot of people in the world who are in hunger, meaning they don't have enough to eat. And so we can see all of these bad things happening around the world just because of abnormal weather.
没错，所以除了这个 severe storms, 当然还有这些 droughts 都造成食物的短缺，就说啦 stealing food from the mouth of the world's hungry.
The Kyoto Protocol seems to be our only hope. If we are committed enough, we can make progress in undoing some of the damage we have done.So we talked about all of the horrible things that are happening in the earth today, but here we know that the Kyoto Protocol, it's really important because it seems to be our only hope. It might be the only thing that can help save our planet. If we are committed enough, if we support it, if we do everything that we can do to try and save the planet as well as follow the Kyoto Protocol, then we can make progress in undoing some of the damage we have done.Because after all of the pollution has been caused by people. And so if we can undo some of the damage, meaning try to make up for how we've hurt the earth, then we can make progress in this. We can actually take steps to improve the earth, improve the environment, and so that we don't have to worry about our coastlines disappearing.
没错，所以呢，如果要拯救地球，其实现在有个非常明确的方案，也就是如果世界各国可以遵守 The Kyoto Protocol, 那我们的地球就有救啦。好，今天的节目就到这里咯。I'm Tina.
And I'm Lily.
Goodbye.